Could big tech companies get broken up in the style of the old Ma Bell? I'm David Brancaccio. There is intense scrutiny on Capitol Hill now on what to do about big tech companies. Overly big, say some lawmakers. A House subcommittee is wrapping up a year-long investigation, and details are beginning to leak. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is in Washington. Nancy, what do we know so far?
Well, David, the House Judiciary Committee's antitrust subcommittee held 7 hearings over the past year. You may remember they had the CEOs of Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook in the same room testifying at one point. And when committees finish up an investigation, they issue reports. And there's one from the majority, in this case, the Democrats, and one from the minority Republicans. The majority report isn't out yet, but the minority report was leaked, and I got a look at it. It was written by Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado. He agrees with some of the majority's conclusions that the big tech companies buy startups to kill off competition and use their power to, quote, control how we see and understand the world.
But there's also disagreement.
Absolutely. Congressman Buck says these problems can be solved by beefing up existing antitrust enforcement agencies. He doesn't like proposals to eliminate arbitration clauses or suggestions that Congress scale back these companies.
This matters because if Congress is so inclined, it can take this far.
Congress can break companies apart. Remember what happened with AT&T, David? The government divided it up into 8 different firms back in the 1980s.
Them were days. Thanks, Nance. The stock market is mixed in early trading. The Dow up 61, 0.2%. The NASDAQ is down 0.4%. The S&P 500 is down 2 points. But 10 and 30-year longer bonds have fallen in recent days, with yields up, bringing the benchmark 10-year interest rate up to 0.78%, the highest since June. Let's bring in Jeffrey. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payden & Riegel in L.A. Hi there.
Good morning, David.
I mean, on the grand scheme of things, long-term interest rates are still, like, vanishingly small, but there's been an uptick on the 10-year yield, 30-year as well.
I think there are a few things brewing. One I would suggest is that the economic recovery is continuing. And, you know, in the old days, we would have said, okay, economic recovery is happening. Interest rates should be rising. Those sort of things move together. That has been disconnected, if you will, by the Federal Reserve promising and pledging to keep interest rates low for years to come. The other thing that's brewing, I think, is Capitol Hill. If we get additional fiscal relief, I think you could ask David, how are they going to pay for that? And the answer would be issuing more bonds. And as investors, if you're going to issue a boatload of more securities, well, we want higher interest rates to compensate for that. We want more yield. And so that pushes up interest rates, all else equal.
Payden and Riegel's Jeffrey Cleveland. Now to the NFL. Facing COVID, Kansas City beat the Patriots last night 26-10 in a game delayed a day after Patriots quarterback Cam Newton and a practice quarterback for Kansas City tested positive for COVID. Some NFL teams are assessing week by week if they'll let some fans back in, as 6 teams did for home openers. That means altering the setup at stadiums. Greg Eklund from KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Nate Appleman is an architect for HOK, a Kansas City firm that designs stadiums and other venues. He says he's been busy the last several months on projects to guard against the spread of COVID-19 at football venues.
How are restrooms facilities going to operate from a physically distant standpoint? How are concession stands going to operate? What is our maximum ability to populate the seating bowl in a physically distant scenario?
HOK designed Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Falcons decided not to have fans at home games in September. Now, HOK is mainly working with big college football programs. As for the NFL picture,
Chiefs Kingdom, this trophy belongs to you.
That's chairman of the board for the Kansas City football team, Clark Hunt, sharing a shiny Super Bowl trophy moment with the fans September 10th, before the NFL season opening kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium. Those cheers were from 16,000 masked fans in a 75,000-seat venue. The team's president, Mark Donovan, says they wanted some fans around.
That was a big driver on figure out a way to get our fans in safely. They need to be part of this.
The team worked with Populous, another Kansas City architectural firm, to make changes. Donovan knew that other NFL teams, still figuring out their plans, would be watching.
We take the responsibility very seriously.
The Kansas City Health Department and the team later announced that a fan tested positive for COVID-19 the day after the game. According to the team, the fan was in compliance with the stadium rules while entering the stadium with a face mask. Wearing masks through the whole game is mandatory. The city health department directed 10 people who were at the game to quarantine for exposure. It's up to each NFL team to determine its own fan policy. In Kansas City, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.
Teens did not do their usual level of spending going into this fall. It's dropped 9% to the lowest in two decades, according to Piper Jaffray's yearly Taking Stock with Teens report. Does this mean there's been a permanent cultural shift away from consumerism and toward what really matters in life among people average age 16? Or is it the pandemic? I'll let you answer that. For a wrap-up of today's economic news, listen for my colleague, Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations or marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.